the Bada Bing Diddy, bringing us into another episode of Streamers with a Purpose. Welcome in, listeners. I am one of the three hosts, Raging Buckeye, alongside me, my other two co-hosts, the one and the only, B.A.
Hello, everybody.
Holy shit. Okay, B.A., good to hear from you. And TMNT underscore Sternzy. How's it going, Turtle Man?
Bunga, baby, I'm here. Let's do this.
Hey, you know what? Give us another cowabunga. I interrupted you.
Cowabunga, baby.
Cowabunga, baby. Listen, I'm so excited because, you know, we just literally, right before we started this, we went over the analytics. And, guys, people love this podcast, and that makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's the numbers are freaking impressive. I didn't think it was that big. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know that's what I've said, like, for us being smaller streamers, and then here we are making a podcast that just of a spur of the moment kind of thing, almost. We didn't really have a whole lot of plan behind it, but here we are, guys. We've been doing it since the 2nd of August. We are on episode, check that, 18. That just tickles my fancy.
It makes me feel really good. Like, I didn't really, like, if you would have told me last year that this was going to happen, I would have been like, you're full of it.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So I want to start it off like I always do. Sternzy, you're not streaming as much, but man, the people really fucking love you. So my man, how has your week been since we talked last week?
They only love me as much as they love you, Buck.
I don't know, man. Sternzy, listen, you carry this personality that is so infectious, and it's admirable, sir. So don't sell yourself short.
Man, y'all gonna make me start tearing up on this side of things. Come on now. But
I definitely feel like we definitely need all three of us to have this at work.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Like, it's I'm only as good as the people that are around me.
Hey, there we go.
Appreciate it, brother. Hey, man. Well, I couldn't think of anybody else to carry in your spot, man, because you bring a lot to the table. So how about you tell us how your week was, my man? Like, what has the Turtle Man been up to in the last week?
Loving it. I got a little scared. I'm not even gonna lie. So, real talk for a second. I was a little scared to go live on Sunday. It was an awkward kind of event with the whole thing that happened with HM and switching over to Safe Space. Like, it felt weird. I can't lie. I almost didn't want to go live. I was happy I did because it just kind of like loosened everything up. I can't wait to go live again Sunday, tomorrow, for us recording.
Yeah, for us recording. It's already in the past. we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, hopefully next week I can shine some light onto a new drunken stream. So it's something to look forward to for next week's episode.
All right, so before we get into the future, because I got a lot of questions for you. But what's been going on in the past, like the week?
Just working hard, walking around a lot. Nothing really crazy, you know. Now that the holidays are over, it's kind of back to just trying to survive again. You know what I mean? So
the important question is, Sternzy, is how big are your calf muscles now?
Bro, I gotta get a new belt. I gotta get all new belts.
You losing weight?
We're business casual. Hold on, I'll get there. So we're business casual on the way, you know, when we start our day, right? And then we jump into like street clothes when we go knocking on doors so that people don't look at us and go, oh, we're salesmen, right? So, I had this really nice belt, with a buckle, a three-piece buckle that I had bought way back when I had my first actual job. And I worked at an equine food store slash pet store It was kind of like a tractor supply with animals. It's an eagle, and it's got talons at the end on the tip of the belt that comes through, and the little slide that holds your belt where you want it, that's another talon. And then you got the eagle with the wings flying, and he's like all aggressive, like, right? And it's really cool.
Yeah, no, whatever they make. I can't do it. Let's move on.
So I like wearing that.
I think you should do it one more time.
Anyway,
thanks. So I like wearing that belt. It's very businessy. It's very like, it looks really slick, right? But I can't put holes in it because it's like the way the belt's designed, like it's not like one of those belts where you can just throw another hole in it, you know? So I can't wear it anymore. So I've been wearing my Ninja Turtle belt around the office.
Hey,
and they're like, wrong with that. Bro, that's not really business. I'm like, yeah, I don't have any other belts that fit me right now, though. So, like, this is what happens when you send me out walking around town all the time. So, yeah, funny story.
Well, at least you're letting your like you'll be like, this is like, this is actually, what do they call that? This is actually my other persona. I'm also a streamer, and they call me the Turtle Man.
Bro, I met another turtle head on the street the other day.
Hey, yo.
Nice.
Oh, no, and this was epic. Like, I knock on his door. He's all apprehensive and shit, and I'm like, yo, free windshield. He's like, yo, I don't have the insurance. And I'm like, bro, I got you. Like, listen, this is how we're going to do things. And I broke it down for him, and we're talking, and my daughter Megan calls me on the phone, and he hears the Ninja Turtle theme song rolling over my phone. He's like, bro, what? I'm like, oh yeah, no, dude, I'm a huge turtle head. I pull out my wallet, show him my Ninja Turtle belt that I got that I'm still wearing in the field. And we're talking about the Last Ronin. We don't talk about the Last Ronin. And yeah, it was a blast, bro. Like, it was so cool. He's like, you're a Ninja Turtle head? I was like, dude, I have a Ninja Turtle shrine. Like, you don't know how little of a fan you are until you've met me.
So I was like, you two had a blast then.
Oh, it was best interaction I've ever had.
Did it help maybe with the sale?
I don't know, but the dude was really enthusiastic when we finished. He was like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna call you. I'm like, yeah, get that insurance straightened out. He's like, you bet I will.
Like, I'll put a Ninja Turtle sticker on there for you.
Yeah, yeah, that's
what, pretty epic.
Yeah, anytime you encounter somebody who is a turtle, a fellow turtle head, you should like be like, I'll include a free sticker. No, I don't want your business slapped on her. No, it's none of my business. It's the turtles.
Honest to God, I did plug my channel and the podcast for him. So,
hey,
he might be listening. If you're out there, man, nice hanging out with you. That was probably the most epic moment of my professional career with that job. So, thanks, man.
Hell yeah, bro. Welcome in. Welcome in as a listener. Catch the links at the end for our Twitch stream.
Yeah, right.
Or the
check the other guys out. They're not as big turtle fans as I am, but they're still pretty damn cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly never watched much Ninja Turtles when I was a kid, but you know.
It's okay, Buck.
I know. I know. I feel bad. Because I remember during our subathon that we were playing.
Oh, turtles.
We were playing the Ninja Turtle game. And
that was another topic me and the dude were talking about. He's like, yo, Shredder's Revenge. I was like, yo, Shredder's Revenge.
I felt bad because I couldn't think of the rat. I'm like, the fucking rat. What's his name?
And yeah. Just start calling him Rat Man.
And somebody else in chat was like, Splinter. I'm like, oh.
It's Splinter, bro.
I didn't know. I forgot his name. Oh man. Well, Sturzy, I'm glad you're keeping busy, buddy. I'm gonna say it every week from here on out. It's a broken record. I might as well just clip this and add it as a sound effect just to add into the podcast. But we definitely miss you in the streaming world, my man.
Yeah, it's gonna be your new celebrate button.
Yes. You know what though? I do like that you've been streaming with the missus. I think that's been pretty cool.
Dude, I really have enjoyed it. And actually, she asked if we were going to play later on tonight, too. So it's going to be a drunken, I'm going to be drinking while we play in Fortnite and like blowing up people.
Fucking A.
Hell yeah, man.
I join you on that front, but I absolutely hate Fortnite Battle Royale. So,
yeah, yeah, it's okay. I understand. I'd rather. The only reason I'm doing it is because it's turtles.
I would literally rather jump in a wood chipper than play Battle Royale Fortnite. So,
it's okay. I'll just drag you over to Grounded.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Buck's like, no.
As soon as I can get deeper in my pockets, I'll pull out the money and I'll get you power on, and then I'll introduce you to a new game.
There we go.
Well, Sternsy, I'm glad you're doing good, buddy. Like I said, we miss you, but man, it sounds like you're keeping busy, and your calf muscles are growing and losing a little bit of weight. Yeah,
I'm losing a lot of bit of weight, dude. A
lot of bit of weight. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when the holidays roll back around, you'll be ready for more pork butt, I guess.
I know, right? Watch out, piggies. Here I come.
BA, my man, we're going to move on to you, man. How was your week, buddy?
It's been pretty good. I've gotten lots of good news. Still working on getting a job and stuff, but it's coming along. I know one of the things that you guys were both curious about prior to starting this whole thing is that, yes, I have in fact gotten a new mic.
Hey!
Wait, what was
so
that?
No more headset crinkles.
You guys hear
ever
that?
Ever again.
It's the angels, they're singing.
Yeah, it's a nice little mic. It's not the one I wanted, but it'll work.
But it's 100 times better than the one you had.
I was gonna say, I don't know what it is, how much it costs. I don't care, because you sound golden right now.
You really do.
And surprising enough, it wasn't too expensive. It only cost $60.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Nice. The one I wanted initially was closer to about 100. But
which one did you get?
I ended up getting the AM8 streaming recording microphone.
AM8, hold on. I got to look and see what this one is.
Yeah, I could always like send you a link.
Yeah, send me a link.
But yeah, it's pretty good.
Like I said, you sound terrific. And everybody listening right now is like, "Holy shit. Is this what BA sounds like in real life?" You just sound like better. Like it's not even like the little like knocking sound, like when you would turn your head or whatever. It's like literally like your voice. It just sounds different. So,
bro, it's the 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same one I said that you should pick up last week.
Hey.
Well, hey, I was just looking around. I was like, this one's pretty good. Let's see.
That's
what was
awesome.
The one I wanted to get.
Bro, where's my referral link? Damn it. I'm ripping their merch. I want my kickback.
I'll show you the one I was wanting to get.
Damn. Well, listen, if windshields don't work out, maybe mics might be the next thing you sell. Stanley.
I know, right? I just needed to like get those referral links rolling. That's about it.
That's the one I was wanting to get.
The HyperX, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one that Pat has. That sounds you have it too, don't you, Buck? You have a HyperX?
Yeah, the HyperX Quad S, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it sounds golden. I love that. I
was
that
really
one.
Looking into it, but I wanted to budget for something else as well, so
damn.
I ended up going with a different one.
Damn,
it's still a much better improvement. So
BA is over there like literally having, he's got moving pieces right now. This man is playing a game of chess with his equipment. I love that. I love that, BA.
Look, it was just time for an upgrade.
I agree. It was totally time for an upgrade.
Amen, brother.
No one wanted to hear my headset crinkle the entire time.
You know what? I'm kind of missing it, honestly. It's like that. It's like that. The hum of the fan in the background. Like I can't sleep without the hum of the fan. Like the crinkle was just kind of, it added like girthiness you know?
Yeah, it's been around for a year now because I've had it since we started the podcast.
Yeah. And I mean, it made you sound like an old man. You had, you like every time you moved, like you sounded like me, like your shoulder pops, your knee pops.
Nope, just my mic popping.
Nope, just the mic.
What's popping?
I didn't have a pop filter with it, so you know. Headsets don't tend to come with those these days.
Dude, it makes you sound 100 times better. Like, you sound good. You sound real good.
Yeah, we're like over here simping about your new voice.
I can't help it.
We love
it. Dude, yeah. I popped into the voice chat and he said something and I'm like, all right, either there's AI at work or something's amiss.
No, wait. Sturzy didn't tell her right. He literally asked BA. He goes, I think you're more awake.
Yeah, I said, hey, BA, you sound more awake.
Because normally ever since we came back, we start recording on Sunday mornings. So he's like, he just asked BA, are you more awake? And I was trying so hard not to lose it over here. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think the part that makes me happiest the most with it is that I don't have to deal with all the background noise in my headset anymore. Because it always reverbed back into my headset, and it was annoying to me. And I was like, if it's annoying to me, it's got to be annoying to everybody else. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to see what I got. Because I had recently got another paycheck from Twitch. Thank you, Twitch. Wow. You know,
nice.
And I was like, you know what? I got a payout for Twitch. I'm going to turn that around and put it right back into streaming.
Good idea. Good idea.
I reinvested it. And obviously, if it only cost me $60, I got... You know, for people who don't know, you have to have a bare minimum of 50 to get that cashed out to you. So it really only cost me like $10.
There you go.
Fucking A.
Hey, so it works out.
I will say though, it doesn't even sound like you need a filter of any sort on there because it really sounds good.
No, I think it comes with a filter automatically built inside of it.
Oh, I got
but
you.
But I'm not entirely sure.
It has a compressor built into it. The pop filter is absolutely needed though, because it is a unidirectional mic.
Mm-hmm.
So you really do need that pop filter that comes with it. And it's not a very good one. I mean, it's kind of meh, but
hey, I'll take it's better than over nothing. A headset.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's better than
BA's like leaning back with his hands like his fingers crossed and he's just like chilling. He's just like royalty.
I can now walk around my room with this and act like I'm, you know, on a stage and shit now. It feels amazing, dude.
He's gonna start singing. Look out, folks.
Oh, here comes the rock band.
I really could at this point.
Oh man, BA, I'm so happy for you. Sturzy is happy for you. I know, but you just sound incredible, dude. So new mic, no job yet. What else has been going on? Like, any big streaming stuff?
Not too much on the streaming front yet. I know I'm going to be streaming more with BBG since he's gotten his new hard drive. Right now, he's going through a bit of a cold front and he's like hibernating for the winter. But we're gonna get back into streaming together. I've been streaming Astroneer with FC, which has been really nice. You know, I've been getting with a lot of different people lately on streaming different games, and it's been really nice.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah.
Dude, well, I'm happy for you that like I really miss streaming with FC. Like that was a fun time playing a lot of ARK ASA. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. She's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, me and her have been giving each other shit in Astroneer.
Good. Keep giving it to her. And every time she says something, say, don't put the methane on.
Oh, don't worry. We've had our spouts back and forth of, you know, she said something, then I turn around, you know, about an hour later.
Just drop the methane bomb on her.
Yep.
Just drop the methane bomb on her. Like, that is the best clip she's ever had.
Her and her a little clip of peanut butter too, man. She posted that in the Safe Space Discord or something.
Yeah, she has definitely been learning off of that. She was like, no more peanut butter for me.
That's funny. Good to hear, buddy. Good to hear, man. It sounds like you're vibing, man. You're vibing and just living large over there. That's good, man. That's good. Good stuff. You deserved it.
Yeah. It's a really good start to a new year.
Hell yeah, brother. Yeah. I love to hear that, man. Yeah, I know you had a rough end to 2023, but man, 2024, man, looks like it's treating you well.
Yeah. I hope it continues to treat me well and you guys as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So, Buck, hit us with it.
Yeah.
How was your week?
So, my week was a lot better. I think this was the first week I felt like, as far as the, you know, everybody knows the HM stuff. If you don't, well, sorry about your luck.
Listen to the last episode.
Yeah. Or just if you want to
find out more
about
the, if you want to go find out more about what happened, come on over to Safe Space.
Yeah. it's, this was the first week that I felt like mentally like normal, like back on, like back to normalcy. It still has been bothering me. I've been, you know, a couple things, but overall I feel much better. I've gotten some things done with the server. We got our new moderators out. You guys are each a mod along with Studio Biscuit, Fat the Flat Pat. And, we just got a new one on Saturday, Silent Monkey. I know he's a big supporter of our podcast. He loves listening to it. He was one of the guys that was literally pushing me to get us together to do this again. So shout out to Silent Monkey.
Thanks, Silent Monkey.
And I also had a couple of really, really, really good moments this week. One of them, and I'm not going to go into detail, but I'll just take my word for it. The other day I had somebody ask me a question about wanting to chat, and it was FC herself. And I talked to her for, I kid you not, 2 hours. And it was a very wholesome, conversation getting to know her. She seemed like a very fun person, but let me just change the wording. She is a downright amazing, creative. Her soul is a beautiful soul. She is a great individual.
Absolutely.
I agreed. Am so blessed is the word I'm going to use that I got to get to know her. The stuff we talked about, a couple of personal things each of us did, and she's amazing. Her creativity is something that I would love to collab with someday. I don't know on what. She's got her own band, and I don't want to say a whole lot because I want to have her come on our podcast sooner rather than later, because she is the pure definition of a content creator. I mean, at the core. So FC, Chicky, if you're listening, thank you so much for that conversation. You are an amazing human, and I absolutely love you, my friend. it was the best 2 hour conversation I've had. It was really, really nice.
I'm really happy I met FC. Like, Chicky's been amazing. I can't even explain. It's really cool. If you haven't had a chance to check her out, like Buck said,
I will say this.
Please.
I will say this. She did, hopefully she won't get mad at me, but she did say that she expressed like how much she actually loves you as a person, Sternsy. Like she was, and I was disagreeing. I'm like, I know. I was like, I've gotten to know this gentleman for like since like May, April, actually probably, you know, before then. I was like, and I'm so glad that I have him as a friend. Like, so we were like singing your praises too.
Stop. Stop.
But I make Sternsy blush over here.
I'm already blushing. You just can't see it.
But don't worry.
You'll be able to see it when we bring back the videos again.
Yeah, I don't know. You might be able to see it because I'm almost glowing over here. Thank you.
Well, what's that bright light down in Florida?
Rudolph?
that's never mind. It's just the top of his head.
It's just Sternsy. It's just Sternsy.
Oh my god. But no, so yeah, that happened. Also, we finally got some snow in Ohio. Or at least in the part of Ohio that I'm living at. So we now know what snow looks like. We remember now. Because everybody kept saying Ohio got snow. I'm like, no, not where I live.
not me.
But we actually got a good amount of snow. Hey, my sister, she moved back to the area. There was a lot.
Welcome back, sis.
Yeah, there was a lot of personal stuff that happened 2 years ago. So for the first time in 2 years, I got to see her. And I got to see my one nephew, and then meet my other one. That was amazing. I am like one of the proudest uncles that I think I have like wore that this week. They literally just came over Friday night too for dinner.
How'd dinner go?
It was good, man. It was really good. You know, she was telling me that my oldest nephew, Corbin, because he's a very special kid. I love him so much. Oh, I out of all of us, my brothers, me and my siblings, he was the first one that was born as far as like, you know, nephews and nieces, you know what I mean? Like he was, you know, so, and then my daughter was born like just a few months after, but when he was born a preemie. I think he was like 29 weeks. I think he was like really early. Like, I mean, he was barely bigger than my hand.
Barely bigger than your hand, huh?
Yeah, he was tiny. He was a tiny little thing. And he was in the hospital for like 2 months. Almost 2 months. No, it was 2 months. Yeah, so from September to like middle of November. It was like right before Thanksgiving in 2019. Actually it was like 32 weeks, I think. Anyways, he was born with all these health issues. He had a cleft lip. And we drove up to Columbus, like, which is like an hour and a half. Like, my sister obviously stayed up there. But I was driving back and forth up there to see him, my mom, and we were just hoping that he would pull through, and obviously he did. And so, you know, he has a special place, like, in my heart, you know, and everybody's. But he's like talking now. He's he's got a Tennessee accent, which is the most adorable thing ever. So he talks like he's from Tennessee, and it just, like, if anybody knows the Tennessee accent, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it just sounds so like a Southern accent. It's just, he's adorable, man. He was eating a these little like cinnamon twist like churro things that my mom had from, like, she had a bag of them, and he ate it. He looked at me, he goes, "These are spicy." And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, "They're what?" He's like, "Spicy." I'm like, "Oh, spicy." He's like, "Yeah." And this is like,
"Yeah, that Uncle Buck."
Yeah, I just remember, like, it's like 2 years ago, like, he couldn't really talk. Like, he couldn't talk. So, like, me hearing him talk was just, it was so amazing. And it was good. It was good though. As far as streaming goes, I hit a goal.
What was your goal, Friday, Buck?
I officially reached got my 300th follower.
Hey!
Oh yeah, man!
Congratulations on the 300 club.
Yeah, man. The guy that actually, or gal that followed me, they couldn't believe that they were number 300. I was like, okay, well, I have a celebratory item. So I had a large twisted tea. And drank that on stream. And also, that stream was also the very first collab that I had with one of our former guests, somebody very close to Sternsy, Nillin95. So got to hang out with Nilly. And that was so cool, man. We had probably about a half hour to an hour of just trying to set the game up. And it was cool to see people actually stick around, but, like, even more so, Nillin and I were sitting there laughing at the whole fucking thing. We're just like, can you believe this? just trying to set up multiplayer in the game. And but you know, we eventually were able to skip to playing, and it was a lot of fun. Nilan's a really cool guy. If you guys haven't got a chance, check him out on Twitch, Nilan 95 NILIN95. It was just so much fun. And yeah, so we get to play the new Power World.
All right. Yeah. Now we're in the questioning. I've got questions.
Lay them on me, brother. That's right, but that's just about how my week has gone. So go ahead.
So this is really funny. I want to, Nilan's been dying to play this game for the last couple of years. And me and Pat, like, they did a fundraiser or some kind of like community goal, stretch goal thing. And me and Pat were like, yeah, no, this is totally not happening. It's totally a fake game. And it's out. So obviously it's not a fake game. but what is it, multiplayer? You guys said it's like, you said you gave me, it's like Ark, but so, like Pokemon.
So, okay. So let me just give a quick backstory. I've never heard of this fucking game at all. Yeah. It's literally a game that I never heard of until Nilan brought it up. And so I looked it up and I added it on my wish list. I'm like, this game, I don't know if this game will see the light of day. Like, this is like a goofy last looking game.
Right.
And then like a couple weeks ago, they announced that Xbox, it was going to be on Game Pass. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is gonna be real. Oh, now it's releasing. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's how we all were.
So it's like, it is being dubbed as Pokemon with guns. Okay. But when I logged into this game, Xbox, obviously, this is also another problem with Xbox games that are also on PC that have like servers like this, like Ark and stuff. Xbox doesn't have dedicated servers. So the ability to access those is non-existent in Xbox. Also, the Xbox version is having an issue with DLSS. So I'm like, that's a big turnoff for me because I really love exploiting NVIDIA's DLSS feature for their graphics card. Anyways, I bought the game on Steam so that way I can have the servers and I can have DLSS. And so Nilan and I were playing this and we're like, okay, we can just make a server. Oh, how do we do this? There's a walkthrough and I don't understand how to do it. And I kept getting hung up on trying to change my router's settings or porting whatever it's telling me to do. And I'm like, I can't do it because it keeps taking me to my ISP internet. Somebody out there listening to this is probably like, this dumbass needs to... I don't know a goddamn thing about fucking IP addresses, networking. I don't understand that. So no, I don't. But anyway, so Nil and I were playing. And dude, this game reminded me so much of Ark. You can make your character so fucking deformed, first of all, just like you can in Ark. the spawn, like choosing the spawns is like, you have like certain areas on the map that are just all over the place that you could spawn in, and each one is more difficult than the other. It's literally just like Ark.
Just like Ark.
Yep. And then the technology that you have to research is like engrams.
Just like Ark.
And they all come in tiers. You earn your points as you level up. You unlock them. You're going to spend so much, just like Ark. And there's also, you can also level up your base, which will also help with, unlocking more quests to get more XP. And you can also upgrade your skill points, like your health, your stamina, your food, your weight, how much you can carry and all that, just like Ark. So it really resembles Ark, but it's also got the Pokemon element where you're creature hunting, where you're going out and catching these creatures, and you can also put them to work at your base. Like, this game sounds so crazy. And
you get raided too, don't you?
Yeah, you do get raided. Silent Monkey, him and I actually started, because I was going to rent a server from and just pay on it on a subscription, like, for the game, because I'm like, if this game is this fun, I will invest in it. That's fine. And I will invite people to my server. And Silent Monkey's like, wait, hold on. Like, I'm going to buy one. And anyway, so he got a server, and so him and I were playing, and he literally just messaged me right before we started recording saying, our base is gone because we got fucking raided. <I'm> like, what? So these fucking creatures.
Yeah, you can get raided.
Yeah, so these creatures took out our fucking goddamn, our base. So I it'll be interesting to see what it looks like when I get back on there. But the game, so here's the thing about early access games. I never expect a whole lot. But this game is well optimized. Now, on I will say on console, it's kind of rough. PC, even on lower end PCs, like even like Nilan, I know he said he had like a lower end like graphics card or mid tier. He said, I think he said mid tier, and he said it ran perfectly fine on his. The game is greatly optimized. I'll just say that it has a lot of features, like so much the amount of monsters that they have. They're planning on adding more and more areas on the map, more maps or whatever. Like, I'm like, mm-hmm. dude, just wait, like what?
Sounds of it so far, it just sounds like a giant mashup of games, but it's mainly Pokemon and Ark.
Yeah. No joke. That's exactly what me and Pat, that was the exact reason why me and Pat were like, this game is not going to exist. It's they take a little bit from every single genre and throw it all into one game.
Boys, listen.
Yeah, that's really what it sounds like.
Boys, listen. When I tell you that this game does not need to be $26, it needs to be more, I mean that. Like, there is so much in this early access build that I would be so surprised if they do not jack the price up by double when they fully release this game. Because right now, you could easily sell for $40, maybe $50. Like, this game right now is like 20, I think it's on sale right now from like $29.99 to like $26, whatever. I'm telling you, if you're on the fence about this game and you love, if you love crafting and survival, buy it. Don't hesitate. Apparently Craftopia, the same developers that made that made this game. I've never played Craftopia. But if you like Ark, you like crafting and survival, you like Pokemon, this game should definitely be at the top of your wish list. I cannot say that enough. And no, I am not sponsored. No, I'm not being paid to tell you that, guys. That this is literally my true feelings about this. Because this game, I never heard of it. And when I was told about it, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Pokemon with guns. Okay. But like, it was always at the bottom of my wish list. I'm not going to lie to you. Nilan did not sell me on it as well as I think I added it, if I remember correctly, and just to irritate Pat. So I was like, since Pat doesn't like it, I'm gonna add it, you know?
I'm definitely gonna do it now.
but this game is just phenomenal. And if you guys play it, listeners, let me know. Hit me up. I'm open to playing. We can join in one of the community servers or the official servers or whatever. But yeah, it is a really good game. It's like, there's like so much I can't sit here and tell you unless you start asking me questions, because I can't talk about everything. It's so amazing. I think one of the
from what I've been looking up on it here is that it's pretty much exactly like you've been describing. The reviews on it are very positive.
Yeah.
And right now it is actually on sale until the 25th on Steam. Of course, you got other different platforms that probably come out on eventually. But it's $26.99 on Steam currently. It usually is $30.
Yeah. And I think it's because of the early release. I know yesterday the developers posted on Twitter that, I mean, they've already released a patch to patch something up. Like, and they're still working on like the server issues. They're like very, very transparent. Like, if you go on to like the game and you click on like having server issues, it takes you to a website that literally shows you they have a thing like almost like a log of like all the updates that they're doing, if anything was fixed, what they're currently working on. Like, if they're still addressing something, like right now, I think they're still addressing like, I think like the server, like some of the, like there's like some server issues, I think. I can't remember. But yeah, no, it's on their website. So the game is amazing. I cannot like, like Pat, if you're listening, you were wrong, bro. Like, this game is amazing. Like, I legitimately can't like begin to explain. I will say this though. they also said like, because people wanted to like see like the reviews on it, but the reviews were coming in so slow because the game was selling so fast. Like, so like, yeah. So like, if that tells you anything.
I'm seeing that this just literally just came out yesterday.
Yeah. Yep. It dropped on Game Pass. It's free on Game Pass. But like I said, if you have the money to buy it on Steam, buy it on Steam because you get the server accessibility. Normally Xbox games, generally they don't have that, at least, or even for years. But also the DLSS thing, I mean, I'm sure that will be fixed very quickly. But like the Steam version, yeah, it's just, the game is worth it. The game is so worth it. And like, typically I don't buy games. I've said this. I don't buy games if I get them for free on Game Pass. This game I did because of the servers. And of course the LSS, and it was worth it. So that also might be a contributing factor.
I've definitely been down to play. Like, it's not that I'm against the game at all at any point. It was just like, first of all, let me break it down for you. When I was, because this is not a new game to me. Nilan told me about this years ago. I think it's been 2 years now. It's been in development. Or they've been advertising for it. It when he first told me about it, we all went and watched the trailer. Me, Pat, and my other brother. We all went and watched the trailer, and Nilan, and we were all like, we all said that, they took a little bit from everything, and it's a pipe dream. We don't think it's gonna happen, but we're all down to play if it does. So it's here. And I know he has it. I think my other brother has it. And Pat's on the road, so it's my turn. Yeah, I mean, definitely down to play. It looks fun.
Even one of the first reviews, and this is kind of comical that you mentioned that you guys were just like, oh, this probably ain't gonna happen. This person literally says, the first sentence is, most people, myself included, thought this game was going to be a meme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. And here's the thing, though. Earlier this week, IGN released an article. The developers actually came out and said, this game is not going to like fail. This is not a cash grab. Like, this is legit. Because, I mean, a lot of people, it's hard to trust indie developers because of one certain company that ruined that for everybody. When, what was that? The day before or whatever came out? Like, end of last year? And like, we were on our winter break, but this game was hyped up so much as a zombie survival post-apocalyptic world, blah, blah, blah. You're going to survive, do this and do that. And then it failed. I mean, it went out as soon as it came in. Like, it was just like literally 2 days and it was, or like a week or whatever. It was gone.
It was done.
And it is like one of the biggest gaming scams. Oh my god, that was huge. Like this game was it was so bad. But the developer Fantastic or whatever, they literally went right out of business. They closed their doors and everything. Like, this game like sucked. They failed financially, that's what they said. But yeah. But
not this one.
No, not this one. No, this game, dude, this game exploded, and it is like, and I expect it to continue. Like, I really hope the developers continue to ride this and get some more. I cannot wait to see what they add. It is going to be phenomenal. It's, no matter what they do, they have got a great foundation.
Matter what they do, they can do some bad things.
Well, I guess.
Microtransactions. Okay.
I guess.
Buck, please tell me what you feel about microtransactions.
Oh, God, you're going to get them started.
All right.
They can do a lot to mess it up. Listen. Look at Diablo. Look at Diablo 4.
Listen, listen. Adult. Okay, listen. All right, this is going to be an adult-like comparison here, so cover your ears. I have a raging hard on for this fucking game, and I just went limp because you told me that.
You're the one who said it. It doesn't matter what they do.
Okay, I put my foot in my mouth. Okay, so.
Okay.
All right, so whatever, like, you know what? I digress.
You know what? If they take it in a different direction, I agree with you. I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it can lose its foundation. You're right. I think that they can do things to completely screw it up and take it in the horrible direction that, you know, we all fear games go into, you know, but I see what you mean. No, I'm definitely down to Kong. Like Diablo, right? When we had our conversation about Diablo and you were like, Sternzy, you said, you know, hey, I got my $70 out of it. That's all that I can really say for it right now. Who knows where they're going to take it later. Same thing. I'm all down for $30 of fun. And if it flops, I'm not saying it will, and I'm not hoping it will. But if it does, I'll get my $30 of fun out of it.
So the way the game has exploded, the positive feedback, all the stuff on Twitter, the support that they've already thrown out at this game, I would be very surprised. Like, if they add DLC to buy, fine. I'm likely to buy it.
But they already have DLC.
What?
They already have DLC.
Do they really?
They have a soundtrack.
They have
a soundtrack.
Okay. Outside the fucking soundtrack.
It's DLC.
Okay. If they add any content like worth the game, like, any skins, packs, or okay, you know what? Not even skins because that's because
they're. You mean like Ark?
Okay. You know what? Yeah. Sternzy, I'm going to come down to Florida, and I'm going to cut it off the United States and love watch you drift away.
Bon voyage. I need a trip to the Caribbean anyways.
But no, listen. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is that this game is very fantastic. I would be surprised if the developers did anything to cause any distrust because they have earned the trust of a lot of people by releasing the game because like BA said, like they were saying, and like Sternzy, like you mentioned, everybody thought this game was a meme. It's real and it's very real, actually we should say, and it's great. It's a great early access game that this is the way it should be done. All these major developers should probably start taking notes. If the pens aren't hitting the paper right now, then they got a problem.
Absolutely. Y'all want shock value? Make a game that nobody thinks will ever exist and then actually make it happen.
Yeah. This is like, this game is wild, dude. And I legitimately can't wait to get back in and play. Like I said this earlier to Silent Monkey. I said this game it could dethrone Grounded is my favorite game of all time. I love it. I love Grounded. For those who don't know, this game could easily take number one spot. And I cannot wait for you guys to get a chance, whether it's tomorrow, next year, whatever, to play this game. It's amazing.
I'm excited. I want to play it. I'm going to play it bad. It's definitely on the top of my watch list.
But yeah, so yeah, Power World, it's a great game.
Yeah.
Sounds like it. All right. Well,
So I just want to throw this out there that speaking of games that are like, you know, made by small groups of people and contending with like AAA companies and stuff, Lethal Company was almost put up for Game of the Year. And that game was made by literally like one person from what I've heard. And wow. I'm just like, you know, for a game to start out just being like it is, it's fun as hell. And for it to be made by one individual and being as wide of a game as it is right now, like that's just amazing. And, you know, to go off of what Ragen said, literally anybody who is like a really big developing company, you guys should be taking notes because a lot of these smaller guys are really starting to put out some really good games and you guys are going to start losing out.
Yeah, listen. My first reaction to Lethal Company, like my coworker was telling me about it. I think BA, you mentioned it to me. Somebody else mentioned to me about it. And I'm like, I don't know. And then my other coworker bought it for me. He's like, I bought you Lethal Company. I'm like, dude, like, I don't even know if I'm going to fucking like this game. Played it for the very first time with BA, my buddy Henry, and my buddy Thomas. Henry was the guy, he bought it for me. And the game's $10. I was like, okay, like, I still don't want you spending that money, Henry. But he did it. We played it. My exact reaction was, that game had no right being that fun. graphics are they're not the best, but who cares? Like I don't even know. It's just so addicting, and I have yet to play that game with mods, so it's hard to fucking tell how much I'm gonna like it after that. But I seen one person streaming it, and they were playing it, and they were doing synchronized twerking, and I lost my fucking shit watching this. And I'm like,
there's already like this over mod. 10,000 mods for that game.
I'm like, I need this fucking mod in my life.
But you know, the mod that I think is gonna catch everybody's attention in that is not just the, you know, the aspect of changing the mods or the mobs that's in there, getting new items. There's also new maps that you can bring in. You got the different emotes. I don't think any of that's going to top the fact that you can actually bring in a mod to bring more than 4 people.
Yeah. As there was something,
there's
about that.
One person that had like 20 plus people in a server.
That's insane. I will say this about the game. I think the only thing, and I haven't done it because I'm a firm believer that I don't need to test it, but I think the game is not fun with less than 3 people. I think it would be I think I did play it with 2 people. No, maybe not. I played it with 3, and I remember the first time I played it with 3 people, it was still challenging to meet the quota. And as with any game, it's more, the more people, the better. But that is definitely one game that really thrives in that department. But regardless, if you get 2 really good people, it might be fun. But it's definitely one of those games, the more the merrier.
Yeah, I mean, you could still have a lot of fun. And if you're just playing it by yourself, it's a good learning experience.
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
it definitely challenges you to learn the game more and learn what each mob do, because I can't even talk proper English because of the amount of stress it causes me at times, just going back in my head going, yeah, I've played this by myself, it fucking sucks.
Well, like,
but it's fun.
Well, like, even
that,
like,
was
the
kind of Buck's point.
Yeah, like, that's what I said. Like, it for $10, the graphics, I mean, looking at the game, it looks like a juvenile designed it. It looked like a little kid designed it. But, like,
it's so good.
It is. It is so damn fun. Like, I love streaming it. Like, if I get, like, a party of 3 or 4 people, dude, I'm down. Sign me the fuck up. And I think I bought the game for Biscuit. I think I did. I can't remember. I think that may have been when I was a little tipsy, but, you know. But yeah, no.
Buying shirts, buying games. Dude, you're going to have to cut down on those drunk streams.
Yeah.
You won't have money left.
Yeah, no. But no, it's a fun game. And like I said, you know, like, I mean, these small developers are just, it's pretty outstanding. Pretty outstanding. But moving on to our other topic here real quick. We kind of wanted to bring back like the kind of like the, you know, the tips and tricks of like streaming and stuff. And one of the things that was suggested to us by one of our former streamers, Showcase, and very close friend of ours, Fat the Flat Pat, was rebranding, which is something that I've done more times than I care to admit. And something that BA has done. Cernzy, you've not done it as like wholeheartedly, but you have done a little bit of
rebrand. It's not a full on redo, but yeah, no, I've readjusted my focus.
So when somebody is considering rebranding, what Or let me ask this. If you, when you guys were considering rebranding, what were your thoughts and why did you want to do it? No matter what you changed.
Now, I'm going to shift the focus. I'm going to make that on YouTube because I have a little bit of a different story, but you guys have done this a couple of times in your case, Buck.
Yeah. BA?
So for me, it was more or less, the name didn't fit what I was doing either. And I'm sure Buck can agree to that because from what I've talked to him, he was kind of on the same page. But I mean, after a while, you just kind of go, okay, this is the direction I want to take this, but now the name don't fit. And so then you go through the whole process of finding a new name. Well, now a lot of people, if you're trying to find somebody new, they're going to have a hard time finding you if you're not, your name doesn't match what you're doing. So, you know, for me, it was just like, if I'm doing games all the time and, you know, this is what I'm going to be doing, I need something to match. Because going with my old name of Brown Army Boy just wasn't going to work for a gaming channel. It had nothing to do with military at all. So that was, for me, that was just a name, and I moved on to a name that suits me a little bit better, and I'm quite happy with it.
And Buck, you were Papa Smurf, right, before this or something like that?
Yeah. So the thought process I had on this was, I know I mentioned this once before, was that was my old gamer tag, when I was in middle school. On Xbox, my Xbox 360, God. And when I decided I wanted to try to get into streaming, and I was not very consistent at this point, even when I was doing this, I was like, I need to figure out, what the legality of having Papa Smurf. I can only, even though Papa wasn't spelled correctly, because my illiterate ass, didn't know how to spell Papa. So it was PAPPA, and then Smurf, but I was like, Smurf has to be trademarked, copyrighted, mm-hmm. So I kind of went in and I was like, you know what? I got it. Almost like BA said, but in a little bit different, as I needed something that's going to wrap around me, and I need to get away from the whole Smurf thing, because that's not going to fly. Which was sad, man, because I really hated parting with that name. I had such a, first of all, when you go through rebranding, and if you are emotionally attached to a name, like I was with Papa Smurf, people knew me. That people would call me Papa, and hey Smurf, hey Papa, it was just that was the thing, And like I said, I became very attached with them in so many games of Modern Warfare 2. Oh my God. Anyways, yeah, so I had to think of something, and I was like, you know what? Let's think about who I am. Okay, I'm from Ohio. Okay, Buckeye. Okay, I like that. But what could I put for Buckeye? I get pissed off at games pretty easily. Raging. So, and then I was like, you know what? Let's just add a little bit of difference. Just raging. So that was the direction I went with. And even though my logo says Raging Buckeye, because I thought about changing it, because a lot of people don't know how to pronounce, they mispronounce the, they say Ragin or Reagan. I'm like, all right, you tried.
Good try. Good attempt.
And somehow putting a G on the end of it makes it better.
Yeah, at least people know that it's, Raging. Oh, okay, I got you now.
So, it somehow goes from Ragin to Reagan to Raging. Yeah, just because there's a G.
They're all kind of the same thing.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, it's like, because I was like, you know what, I should probably do that. And I was like, you know what, no, that's fine. But then I actually entered a couple more streams, and people were saying Ragin and Reagan. I'm like, okay, this is annoying. I can't do this.
No joke, I did that when we first met.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
You're like Raging, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's like Raging, except without the G at the end.
I'm pretty sure I got your name right off the get-go.
I think you were one of the few people. Yes. There's so many people. And it wasn't like, it's not anybody's fault. I mean, it ain't like you can just sit there, you know, cause I butcher names all the time, but I was like, you know what? I want to make it easier for people.
Yeah.
And I went and I got I got the logo of, there was like a skull, like a raging skull. And I was like,
oh yeah, cool. No. And yeah, then, with green and purple, and you were like, yeah. I don't like green and I don't like purple. And I'm like, bro.
it was like, yeah, first it was like, you know, scarlet and gray, like Ohio State colors. And then I changed it to green and purple. And I'm like, I thought I really liked this, but I really don't. So
I think it was right after that podcast.
Yeah.
Where we were talking about logos and everything. Guess what? Buck's got a new logo, everybody.
Yep. So then Cece, shout out to Mama Wolf Cece. She showed me this way to make a logo on Streamlabs. Well, make an emote. Well, I used their emote maker to make my logo. And so now it looks like a Buckeye nut. It looks like a very like Wish version of Brutus, pretty much. That's pretty much what it is. So, but no, I like it now. I think it's got the backwards hat, which normally I'm wearing a backwards hat on stream. Yeah, so yeah, the rebranding was kind of almost the same as BA, just some a little bit more closer to me without adding a copyright strike, you know?
Right.
Having somebody from the Smurfs coming at me with begging for money. Like, I don't have anything. I'm not even that big.
Yeah, and BA, you did the same thing. You went under your rebrand because you were Brown Army Boy before this, and you were like, I think I need a change, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, like I said, the Brown Army Boy was something that I had since I was a kid. And it was just like kind of what stuck with me. But when I'm doing all these games and I'm literally just a gaming channel at this point, I was like, Brown Army Boy just doesn't quite fit. So I've changed a lot of things. I haven't changed everything. There's a few things I've missed here and there that I'll get to eventually, but
yo, so listen, I really want to add this real quick too. While we're talking about this, when I created this name, I was like, you know what? If people wanted to like, you know, I Buckeye or Ragin, you know, they call me Ragin. You know, I think that sounds pretty cool. But never in my life would I ever thought somebody would call me Buck. And I at first I really, really, really hated that name. Because it reminded me of the show Buck Wild, and that show fucking annoyed the shit out of me. And I'm like, man, this just sounds so fucked up. I really don't like this name. But you know what? It has grown on me, and I have fully embraced it.
Dude, I'm so fucking happy I started calling you Buck.
And I love it, dude. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I actually love it. Like, everybody's been like, some people still call me Ragin, like, and I still love that one. Then they call me Buck, and they're, you know, it's whatever. I'm like, you know what? Whatever you want to call me, just don't call me late for supper.
Late for dinner, yo.
So, you know, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
With your logo, and I'm not gonna try to make fun of it, okay? But had you put the eyes any closer together, I could have been seeing him as Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc. Because like that's thought I thought of. I was like, you know what? It reminds green. Me. He almost looks like has one eye, and I'm like, huh, that looks familiar.
Mike Wazowski.
So there's this old movie Crawl. I don't know if you guys know it or not. And that's fine. I didn't figure you guys would. You know, old man me. But there's this Cyclops in the movie, and he becomes like their friend. And it, like, that's what your buck seed reminds me of, your logo. Like, if I look at it without my glasses on, I see that Cyclops.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
That's hilarious.
Type in Cyclops Crawl if you want a picture, and you'll figure it out.
Cyclops Crawl, like as in like, yeah. Army Crawl.
KRULL.
Oh, I got you. Oh my God.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh shit. No, I mean that's pretty accurate. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah, no. You got me thinking about maybe separating the eyes a little bit.
No, don't. I like it. If I had known it was going to change anything, I wouldn't have said anything.
No, that's okay. I know. I like it. I'm not going to say. No, I just, you know, and like when you go through a rebrand, it's like, it almost feels like a fresh start. And BA, like, see, he's mentioned some ideas to me, that are really crazy good ideas. And he really, like, his channel really sticks with the arcade theme. And I really like the arcade. I love the arcade theme. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of wish I would have done something like that. But I also never grew up in an area where there was an arcade, or at least it wasn't here when I was born. So like if you wanted to go play arcade games, you had to go down to the roller rink, which is podunk enough. So,
I feel for you, buddy.
Yeah. No, yeah. I never got the experience of like an actual genuine arcade. That sucks, but like I said, it's, yeah, some of the ideas he had, man. Like, I know he said, like, you said something BA about like a sound alert for like a coin, cha-ching. And I mean, yeah.
Yeah. For different, just arcade-y sounds. Cause
yeah,
man, if I'm going to go that direction, I might as well go all the way. Right.
Valid.
Yeah. I will say though, but like the rebranding,
you gotta get the sound of the ski balls.
Oh my God. Ski balls
coming down the chute. Hey, yo. Ski balls coming down the chute where they do that.
I that's like one of my favorite games to play if I go to like what's that, Dave and Buster's, I think.
I mean, Skee-Ball?
Yeah.
I miss Skee-Ball. They don't have Skee-Ball at the Dave and Buster's here.
I'm pretty sure they had one up in Columbus, I think. But it's been so long since I've been, or maybe it wasn't Dave and Buster's. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. I played Skee-Ball somewhere.
Could have been at like Six Flags or something like that.
Maybe. I remember playing it because at first I tossed the ball too hard and it went flying. it knocked down a bunch of merchandise off the wall. And the guy told me to take a little bit off. I'm like, yeah, sorry, I ate my Wheaties this morning.
Hold on just a little bit there, son.
I'm like, sorry, I ate my Wheaties this morning.
No fastballs on the skee ball court, all right?
But, you know, to anybody that is like considering doing a rebranding, I think the one thing you got to remember is take your time with it. Don't rush into it. Because it was like, it took me 3 months around that time before I actually came up with a name. I held off on advancing my channel as far as marketing, you know, and whatever. Because I wanted to wait for that to happen. And then once it happened, like, dude, the name Raging Buckeye now has more of an emotional attachment than Papa Smurf did. Papa Smurf has a lot of, like, you know, what's that word?
Nostalgia.
Yeah, nostalgic feel to it. Because I spent countless nights staying up when I shouldn't have, getting in trouble by my parents because I'd sit up and play Call of Duty on Rust or, you know, whatever. and try to do, like, no-scopes on high-rise. But no, I mean, when you do a rebrand, like, make sure you take your time, choose your colors, and I'll post a link of a lady who did a whole walkthrough of rebranding, and she inspired me to get what I wanted, and my colors were going to be pretty set on in the red spectrum, and then the gray, and then the white, and then the black. And it's just kind of transitioned in back and forth to whatever I'm designing, it's going to have one of those colors, mix of those colors. Because I am an Ohio State fan and I love the Buckeyes. But yeah, definitely take your time on it. Make it you. That's like the best advice I can give.
Yeah. I know a couple other people who've gone through rebrandings. M-Chievement.
Yeah.
M-Alicious. She went from M-Alicious to M-Chievement, which I think was oh my God, that was amazing. When she popped in and I saw her name is M-Chievement, I was like, that is fucking brilliant. Because if you've ever watched Emma's Lives, she does a lot, until she completed it. she was playing Witcher constantly, trying to unlock all the achievements in Witcher. And she does that with many different games too. So like she's an achievement hunter. So M achievement was so fitting and so good. Like when she popped in the first time I saw that, I was like, yes, absolutely. Yes. I fully support. Like it got my juices flowing. I was so happy to see something like that. Like it, just like you, Buck, and especially UBA going from Brown Army to Brown's Arcade. Like they were very, very well. The shift was very well thought out. It was slow and methodical, and it was slow and methodical in your head, but it was abrupt and well placed, on the receiving end of everything. So like it wasn't necessarily something that Buck wound up until it was ready to go. And this whole Brown's Arcade thing, you had been thinking about it for a while. Like you were talking to all of us about it. You were working with Buck on a logo, and the shift was slow and methodical, but abrupt enough and supported on the receiving end of it. Like it was like, hey, here it is. Guess what, guys? Like it wasn't like, oh wait, where'd BA go? Like where did Brown Army Boy go? What happened? And same with you, Buck. It wasn't like, oh, where did Buck go, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I think that was like a lot of the things too with BA, like because I was so fresh off my rebranding, like I was able to like just kinda like give him like some pointers. But like listening to him, like listening to his thought process on it was like really cool. I'm like, this is like exactly how you should be thinking in a rebranding. And there were some points that he was making that I didn't do. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Like, why didn't I think of this? You know?
Yeah.
And the achievement, that is a perfect example.
Oh my God.
Of making your channel about you. Achievement Hunter, achievement, great play on words.
It was so good. It got my rocks hard, bro. Like I was so happy.
I'm sitting here trying to think of what I think. I was trying to make a play on my name, but it just nothing was working. And I was like, you know what? It's got to be something about me. And like I said, that's when the Buckeye like came up, or whatever. It was, yeah, no. Rebranding is a lot of fun. Who was the other example you had?
Biscuit was kind of from my perspective on things, not my perspective, but my I don't know, my version of a shift. Yeah. Biscuit's whole it wasn't just their emotes, but their content and everything kind of shifted towards like a more broad spectrum.
Yeah.
Versus how narrow focused it was before.
You know, you bring up a really good point. Yeah, I was going to say, you bring up a really good point. Because when we say rebranding, I mean, of course, BA and I are talking about, like, name changing and everything. It doesn't have to be that. Because what you stream is a part of your brand. I mean, I think that's a fair assessment, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, because people originally were under an impression that you were doing this one kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when you open up your spectrum and you do a little more, that's kind of a rebranding.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it doesn't even have to be like you change your whole name, change your logo, change your colors. Like it can literally be something as simple as changing your persona, changing the
genre of which you play.
Exactly. And I went from like solely playing Grounded a lot. I mean, that was like my main game to
same.
Yeah. It's like literally now I can play like, I'll play like anything really. I, I,
Dead by Daylight, American Truck Simulator, Lethal Company, Power World.
I'm like all over the spectrum, Dan.
Like, there is variety streamer extraordinaire. Very, very well fits your application, sir.
That's why I tell people, like, when they come in, I'm a variety streamer. The best way I could put it is, like, my channel is like a box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get. A little play on Tom Hanks's Forrest Gump. Yeah. But no, it's rebranding is just, it's just one of those things you want to really think it through, because when you find what works for you, it's going to stick with you, and that's going to be you. And it's, I was wondering when I would ever reach that pinnacle, and I feel like I've really reached it now, and I couldn't be any more proud. I really couldn't. I was very skeptical on this. I even had some of my closest friends like tell me, like, that's a really weird name. Like, why Raging Buckeye? Like, I'm like, it just fits me. Like, I don't know. I felt kind of embarrassed when that was brought up to me. It's like, you know, okay, did I do the right thing? And maybe they were like me, you know, you just don't know. And, you know, but you just gotta, no matter how doubtful you are, I think the one other tip I can give is stay with it. Live in that persona. Make that persona come to life. Breathe life into that sucker.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, drink the Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even when I was going through my name change to what it is now, I had doubts. I was do I even want to be Browns Arcade? You know, I've been Brown Army Boy for so long that, you know, like Rachel said, it was hard to not feel an emotional attachment to that. But I was like, it's time to move on. And doing the change is difficult. It's definitely not easy. But, you know, when you do a change, just give it a chance. You know, I was like, I'll be Bronze Arcade and I'll see where it goes. And I even put it on my phone. I was like, this is the day I could change my name if I'm not happy with it. But after that time came, I was like, you know, why would I change it now? It seems like it suits me so well. And everybody was so supportive of it. I was like, why change it? It's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm actually quite happy with it. I really do enjoy the fact that you went to Browns Arcade. It fits you so much better.
And speaking of, like, keeping, like, the theme, or speaking of, like, you know, keeping, like, that breathing life into something, I really got to use Sternsy as an example. This is a good – I've been waiting for a time to say this. I've thought about this several times, and I just, you know, I didn't want to sound like a little – you know, I'm trying to blow smoke up his ass, because that's not what I'm trying to do. But, like, this is the goodest time as any. But speaking of breathing life into a persona, into your channel name, Sternsy does such a good job with that, with the name of his space, which I love it when streamers name, like, their channel. Like, so, like, Sternsy, TMNT_Sternsy, welcome to the Turtle Cave. It's fucking legit. I wish I could think of something for mine. I mean I got the Nut House as the
Bro. That's the Discord service.
Yeah, I know. And maybe I've thought about implementing it into my channel, but I don't know. But the Turtle Cave, you know the whole pull up a bean the beanbag chair.
Chair. Grab a comic book and a slice of pizza.
Dude, right now, Chef's Kiss. That is phenomenal. That is how. And these are things that it does. I mean, it's like, and I don't want to discourage anybody, but, like, these are the kind of things that will come to you as you continue to think about it. And that's why it's so important to take your time, because you got to think about the longevity of it. That's the golden key. That right there is the golden tip. How can I make this work? How can I market it? And if I need to, how can I make it better? How can I grow on this? You know, quick little tip, or quick little hint. This is nobody else knows this except for me and Twitch user Lasco Pico Train. He came up with the idea. There's gonna be a new channel point redemption coming to my channel soon. And everybody knows that my channel's got the awkward hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
People know that one thing I don't like to do on stream, if I can help it, is eat. Do not like eating. But he said, why don't you do an awkward eating? I'm like, well, because I don't like eating on stream. He's like, well, what if you did it like eating like some nuts? I'm like,
oh,
I'm like, all right. I was like, I think you're on to something here, Chief. What do you got? And he just told me, like, do basically your awkward hydrate, but an awkward eating. And I'm like, that's going to be a Channel Point Redemption. Thank
the
you, Lasco.
Awkward salty nut. Yes.
Awkward nut munching. That's what I came up with.
Oh, awkward nut munching. Oh my God. Yes, please.
So like, and you know what? Let the names pour in, but like whatever it is, it's that's the idea that's coming.
If you have a better idea for a name for Bucks Redemption, go ahead and put it in the comments. Let us know. Please let us know.
Let me know. That'll be this week's poll question. But
the salty nut. I'm down with that one.
It's really funny though, too, because mommy. She popped in. She was in my stream the other day, and I was redeeming an awkward hydrate, or I had an awkward hydrate to redeem because I missed her when she sent it because the chat was just going off, and so I missed it, and she goes, "Sir, you have a seductive sip to take." I'm like, "What?"
Yes,
and I was like, "Seductive sip. This is almost better than the awkward hydrate." and then it became a whole thing of like, well, we should make two different redemptions, one for bits and one for, I'm like, oh, I don't know, you know, one they get a shout out with it. I'm like, well, they already get shout outs already free in my stream. So, but no, Seductive Sip was actually, and I had a nice ring to it.
Oh boy. Here comes the evolution.
So no. And yeah, so I, it's, it is legitimately a, I don't know. It's a process to go through when you're doing a rebranding, because you gotta, if you really, really take the whole channel thing seriously, you always want to think about where to go next. And it can be really hard if you start to plateau, with one brand. And like I said, the channel link will be in the episode, actually it'll be in our Discord server. Go to our Discord server, which is in the episode description, and you guys can go on there and watch the video. Very informative, very good step-by-step guide. She even gives like a whole example. She creates a whole new Twitch channel just to give the example. And it's good. Maybe you'll get your creative juices flowing. So, but yeah, no, rebranding is it's fun. It's only as fun as you make it to be. I think that's a fair way to put it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I agree.
And like I said, Sternsy, like, he is a good example of breathing life into a channel. And if you don't know what I mean, click his link in the episode description, watch his channel trailer. You'll understand. You'll understand everything I'm saying right now.
I mean, like you guys were saying, so like rebranding from my perspective, there is a difference. Like, it doesn't, like you said, Buck, it doesn't have to be an entire shift of your logo to your color scheme and all that jazz. And like we just stated, you can, it could be a broadening of spectrum, like you said, in terms of the genre, or in my case, just a shift in how I wanted to market my channel. It went from all turtles all the time to turtles plus everything 1980s in pop culture. It doesn't have to just be a major thing. Like it was just something it was just, instead of just doing Ninja Turtle sound alerts and using Ninja Turtles to basis my entire channel on, it was just you go off and I'll pull this piece of the 80s, the check-in button with Mario coming through in Luigi.
And, oh, yeah, the old Super Mario.
Yeah, the old Super Mario live-action movie.
Oh, my God.
and then the hey, you guys from the Goonies. And Mrs. Doubtfire, hey, you know, like hey, that kind of stuff. Like, that all came later. Like, that everything before that was just Ninja Turtles. And just all the 80s songs that I have playing around, 70s and 80s songs that I have putzing around on my channel. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing though, too. That's also really important to remember, is if you don't think about the longevity of something, like right off the bat, like you think like, okay, I can probably take it this far. You'll reach at that point, but then you'll be like, by that time you'll be like, oh shoot, I could add this to my next stream, or I could add this to my brand. Like, you're going to be always evolving. If you hit that plateau, don't ever hesitate to rebrand. Even big companies rebrand. You know, it happens. One company that almost looks unrecognizable compared to what it used to be, is GoDaddy. Like, that's the first one that pops in my head. You know, but
big Walmart.
Walmart.
Even Walmart. What happened to the smiley face? There's no more smiley face. Yeah, rip smiley face. Blue light special smiley face, no more.
And then, like, McDonald's with all their, like, sad, but all their little characters, like, they don't use them anymore in marketing. Very rarely do they. Very rarely.
Yeah.
You don't see the McNuggets kids anymore. You don't see the Hamburglar anymore. I mean, they had the Grimace shake last year, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, Grimace came back last year. Where's Hamburglar?
And very rarely honestly, do you see Ronald McDonald.
I was going to say, I don't even see him anymore, and he was the main one.
Yeah.
But also, shout out to the Wacky Adventures of Ronald McDonald. Those movies were the best.
They really were, though, weren't they?
They were. They were. But, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it as far as it, and... Well, I think it's only uphill. I'm still constantly thinking of new things to do. Just it's always trying to stay on top of things, always trying to adjust. And you guys got any final comments on it?
No.
I'm just ready to keep plugging away.
Hell yeah, Sternsy. Hell yeah. Keep it fun, man. You always do. Well,
oh, thanks. You do too, Buck. So does BA.
Yeah, BA, man, with this new mic. I can't wait to fucking tune into this stream. This dude's going to sound like a brand new man.
It's all different.
It's going to be the hype of next time I go stream, which, again, will probably be tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, that's probably going to be the first 5-10 minutes of the stream. It's just me talking about how happy I am about this new mic.
Well,
he can hear himself talking on his new mic later.
I'll probably even pick it up and just hold it in my hand, you know, just
break out in tune. Yeah, like the Angels earlier. yep, there they are again. All right, BA, speaking of people being able to listen and watch, did listen to that beautiful voice coming through that awesome new mic, where can they find you to do so?
As of right now, still just Twitch, Twitch TV, Browns Arcade.
Hell yeah.
All one word.
Yep.
Sternsy, my man, where can they find you, my guy?
They can find me on Twitch, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Live Space, near me, every possible platform at TMNT_Sternzy, STEARNZY. And get ready for a good time, especially this Sunday. If you were here, it's gonna be fun.
Also, say wait, listen, he's probably not on OnlyFans. I could probably say he's probably not there.
You would think.
You might find him there.
God, you might just have one shell of a time.
It's a good waxing.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Well, of course.
What about you, Buck?
Yeah, you guys can find me at twitch.tv/Ragin, R-A-G-I-N, Buckeye, as it's spelled, all one word. Come on and check me out and redeem an awkward hydrate while you're at it.
Or a salty nut.
The salty nut or whatever we decide to call it. It's coming to a Ragin' Buckeye stream near you. All right, gentlemen, it has been another fun week. Episode 18 wrapping up in the books. Next week, we're going to talk about how fucked up Sternsy got in his drunk stream. That's going to be fun to talk about. but until then, everybody, spread the love, spread the peace, but don't spread the chicken grease.
Cowabunga, baby!
Bye!